Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Rod Chalk.
There's a change coming. There's a change coming. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. There's a change coming. Hallelujah. Come on with me now. Just step right on in. Because of what you did for us 2,000 years ago, we don't have to be an outsider. For Jesus, what you did for us, we don't have to be stuck on the outside wondering if we deserve to come in. For Lord, what you did for us so many, many, many years ago, I am who I am because of you, Lord. And I will hold my identity strong in who you say I am. Hallelujah, Lord. I declare that we are in a new season of not declaring only in hope, but a new season of seeing the words of our mouth literally, like, I see it like a, only way I can describe it is this way, is like an electricity coming from our mouths and beginning to spark the seed that has been planted over time. That last Sunday was a miraculous day of seeing the ground begin to shake underneath us, to beginning to see that ground that holds the seed of what God has for us, to begin to be so shaken that if you've ever seen it, so that you turn over the soil. And what happens when you turn over the soil, you begin to break up all of the crustiness from the last season. You begin to break up all of that grayness, that deadness, that sense of, because there are seeds that are trying right now to come alive. They are germinating. I am reminded even this morning, something that the Lord has said to me over and over again in my life, that it's become like a promise for me. Every time I see death, in other words, every time something that doesn't go the way that really even the way he speaks it over me, and I don't see that to happen that way, that's a seed that's gone into the ground, and God is going to do something with that seed. If you've had a season over this last little while where you've seen, you know what, God, and maybe none of you are like this, but if you're like me, maybe the words that have come out of your mouth, you're going, Lord, I thought, come on now, anybody been there? Lord, I thought it, and then it usually goes, it would have been like this. But in this next season, it is a matter of seeing the ground begin to rumble and those seeds to begin to awaken. Some of you that don't know me and some of you that are online watching this, I need to warn you about something. I have given up trying to be normal. Yeah. But I mean, seriously mean this. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to purposely be abnormal. I want you to hear me. It doesn't mean that I'm going to do things just to stir something up. That is not right. But what I mean by that is this. Is that, I don't know if you've gone through this journey in your life yet, and I really hope you never have to, but you realize that not everything works out perfectly. And some things just don't make a hill sense. Some things just don't make any sense. And I've spent this last season at times trying to not And I've not been consumed with it. Don't misunderstand me. It's not been something to consume me. It just comes up every once in a while. But it's a reminder. I knew when I said the phrase, I knew when it came out of my mouth, probably close to 4 years ago, that my soul went, uh-oh. My spirit went, yes. But my soul then again went, uh-oh. Because I said out of my mouth one day in a service, all that I am, all that I have, and all that I'll ever be, Lord, I give it to you. And when we say that, you see, I am bought with a price. I am not my own. My life is his. Do you understand what I mean by that? See, when my life is his, I don't get to complain. Wow, that's a hard one. Come on now, if you're with me. You get it? Some of you are looking at me. It's hard with looking through masks at times. So your eyes need to tell me what your face used to tell me. But I am 100%. Here I am, Lord. And it has been a journey of going, God, I repent for taking portions of my life back. You may not understand, and that's okay. I had to spend time within the last maybe month of... If ever had God reveal something to me, and I hope I get to this, it's really good. If you ever had the Lord reveal something to you and you went, but Lord, I don't think I did that, did I? There's no condemnation in it at all. It's just recognizing that God is saying. And for me, something he has said to me is, Rod, you said I could do whatever I wanted to do with your life. And when I didn't do what you wanted me to do, you got upset. And I went, Lord, forgive me. So can you just take a moment right now with me? Maybe you need to walk down that journey as well. Maybe you've had some experiences that just don't make any sense. And you've kind of shut your heart off in some areas. But today you're going to say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Here I am, God. Use me. Here I am, God. Use me. Something that's about to be restored in our in the body of Christ. And so don't misunderstand me that I'm saying it's rampant here. But it's here. It's everywhere. Something that's about to be restored is the joy of service. And hear my heart in this. I believe the Holy Spirit is calling us. And hear my heart. I'm not pointing any fingers because I had an experience. And maybe, again, I just have to share mine. And I was about to apologize for doing that. And just got a little rebuke off the back there and said, okay, Holy Spirit, I'll stop saying that. I cleaned the carpets and this is my section. This is my area. And then about halfway up. And a few months back, someone else made a mess. I didn't make the mess. Someone else made the mess. And I came out and saw the mess. And I remember the Lord saying, go clean that up. And you might say, for you, that's just a normal thing. And I normally just do that with happiness. But I found something ugly. None of you have it, I'm sure. Thank you, Becca. I found something ugly. And in that moment, the Lord began to show me something that's about to happen. That we're going to begin to esteem the role of the toilet cleaner. Didn't hear any amens on that one. I was hoping a little bit more of a reaction, like, woohoo, we all get $1 million. No, okay. The idea in this, though, is the restoration of honor for the positions that we hold. The things that God, I believe, in this season is doing is that there is going to be a restoration. We had it. And I'm not saying again that we have slipped massively on this, but I do feel we've slipped on this. We had it because, see, I am, even though now it's been 13 years that I've been here, I can still remember what it was like to first walk in here. I remember what it was a first, Pastor Gary, like to come and be a part of Antioch. And that there's many churches that have certain things that they do and certain things they do well. But one of the things that Antioch really did well when I showed up here, when I came, is we had an army of servants. We, like, literally an army of servants. And these people were crazy full of joy. It was, I remember seeing people cleaning the toilets and singing and the worship. And somebody comes up to me and says, man, I didn't want to fall on the ground. Right? Because you're near the toilet. Right? You know what I'm saying? You're just like, that's not what I wanted to do. But the presence of God was so strong in there. I was cleaning it all up, you know, in there. And God just began to fall and it was amazing. And someone comes up to me and goes, talks to me about the fact that they were upstairs and they were serving in kids ministry. And they would come up with such joy of going, you're not going to believe it. We were there and we had Johnny pray for Susie and God did something. And see, there was, but they just felt so honored. When I came here and began to work with children's ministry, I had the strangest thing begin to happen to me. Pastor Jay, people used to come up to me and go, thank you for allowing me to serve in kids ministry. This is such an honor. And I was able to tell them, do you know that we don't let everybody serve in children's ministry? You're all like, what does that mean? Okay, you know, some of us are just not called to be around kids. We don't have the patience for kids. And some of you are going, yeah, that's, don't put up your hand because you might be called. Okay, the Lord might go, oh yeah, let's see how this works. But there's this sense though that I believe that God is reforming us. He's like once again saying, so for example, for me having this microphone in my hand and being able to be called to preach in these moments, I never take this for granted. I never take this moment of going, well, you know, it's what I do. No, I'm honored to be given. Do you know, I have been an associate in many different places, and I've never been in a church like this before in my entire life. I have never been, it's been, again, 13 years, but I've never been in a place that you guys can get up. At times, there's four of us, and we all preach. Do you know that as an associate, most of the times where I've been, that you might get to preach on a Sunday night once a month. It's just the way that it works because it's the way that it's always been, shall we say. But in here, there is, and this is why to me, it's like such an honor to be given that privilege to be able to do this. When I think of the worship team, that if you're asked to play the drums, you're given the opportunity to play the drums. It's not just the fact that, oh, I guess I could come and give my gift again. No, it's a matter of you've been chosen. Come on now, we need to grab a hold of that again. That when we're asked to do something, if we're put up there and we're asked to sing and we're allowed to be involved, and it's not only just this, it's just this sense of honor and just overwhelming gratitude for being able to be used by the Lord. And we begin, when I came here, you know, it was really freaky when I came here, was, and I use those words honestly. It was really freaky is that the people that cleaned the bathrooms were just as joyful as the people that did the worship. And both thought they were equally serving. There was just a jump in everybody's step. And here's what was really, like, I mean, I tell you, I got some freaky things when I saw here, because I'd not seen this before. If you walked in here and said, and I would try it out. Be like, so I need some help. before I even said what it was, be like, I'm like, you don't even know what I'm asking. But it didn't matter because there was just this hunger to serve. And you see, there's a difference between feeling like you have to serve. Do you understand me? Right? Of feeling the fact that if I don't serve, you know, I'm not as good in the kingdom, or I'm not on board, or I'm not, what, let's just move away from all that garbage and begin to walk in and go, you know what? I'm going to be the best toilet cleaner that this church has ever seen. And I'm going to do it with such, when somebody, now you're all going to like, can we stop talking about toilets in the sermon? Okay. In there. But when somebody walks into that men's bathroom and they're just in there, you know, and okay, gotta watch yourself, Rod. And so, but all of a sudden the presence of God is so strong that they come out of there and go, I gotta get into church. I gotta worship. God's doing something. And we sit there, no matter if we're standing at the Connect Center, if we're getting a coffee, can you imagine, once again, if we begin to believe that people could be filled with the Spirit while they're in the forge? Come on now. All of a sudden, someone passes them a coffee, they take a drink, and then shokorarabasata kananamandoku. Woo! You know, and then it was just because, see, the presence of God, because those people that are serving the coffee behind there expect they came prepared today. They're like, you know what? Well, I get to serve in this role. And you know what, Holy Spirit, we're going to have so much fun today beginning to do this. There's this renewed joy, this renewed passion. So here's my, hallelujah. So here's my thing that seems like the Holy Spirit is trying to say. There is coming such a radical joy of beginning to serve in this house. I want to be a part of it. Do you? I refuse, and listen, hear my heart in this. I refuse to not be part of the cleaning team. I will not say, for example, well, that's for somebody else. Nobody gonna get my job. Because I want to fall in love with Jesus while that vacuum is going. I want to fall in love with his presence more and more and more and more. I want it to be because, do you understand what I'm saying? There's, and I think I've done it and I think I've said it now, so I'll move on from it. But there is coming, there is a sense of when I say that the fact that I've stopped trying not to be weird. Here you go, you ready for another one? Pastor Jay's like, dear Lord, yes. Okay, so I used to have this happen to me. So those of you that are new within the last little while, hang on. Okay, so we used to have banners on the side walls, right? We used to be, that's just the season that we were in. We had flags at one time, and those are all forms of worship, right? Well, I had an experience where I would be walking by the walls, just walking by, and a banner would begin to speak to me. Now, some of you that are going, dear Lord, where am I? What's going on? Okay, in this. Now hear me clearly on that. The banner didn't grow lips and begin to talk, okay? It was the fact that the Lord communicated with me from the words that I saw, but then began to speak something to me. Now our walls have been blank for a while, but they're still speaking. And this is what I hear. Does anybody want to know what I hear when I walk by those walls at different times? Come on now, let's just really see. Do you want to hear what this is? Because this is it's got to get a restoring of a hunger. That when I walk by and God interrupts me, and I'm usually in a hurry. Have you seen me around here? You know, don't be offended if I don't stop and say hello to you, okay? I'm not trying to overlook you. I'm just going somewhere and I need to get there. And if I look like I'm avoiding you, I'm not. I've just found the most least resistance to get to where I need to go. So when I'm doing that, or even on here in the middle of the week, this is when this one happened, and I was trying to get something done and I was going somewhere, and all of a sudden I walk by and I hear again the Lord saying to me, you don't listen to me anymore. And I'm like, huh? I listen all the time, Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? No, you don't listen to what I'm saying from this position anymore. I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm listening. It's like, no, it's not going to happen right now. And it's like, okay, Lord, sorry. And so I walked on. I'm just being honest. Am I allowed to be honest with you? And so I walked on, and I come back in the sanctuary a little later on, and I walk by the wall, and the walls, and I start to hear this. I start to hear, get ready for expansion. You will build in this season. And I don't mean here, I did not see brick and mortar building, okay, in there. But you will begin to expand. And hey, God starts talking to me about expansion, about expectation, about renewing, about getting your eyes off what's directly in front of you and beginning to see out again and to see what I'm saying and to not be afraid anymore to begin to speak what he's saying. Because God is so, he is always looking to move us forward, is he not? There's always a sense of moving forward. And when we begin to see what God is doing and we begin to walk in what he's doing, can I say this to you? I encourage you so strongly to spend sweet time with the Holy Spirit right now. And what I mean by that is less of you talking and more of him talking. This is the key in this season. This is this waiting in this season. This is this time where the Lord has called us and. So I had a vision and I shared it on Tuesday morning, or was it Wednesday night in there? But I had a vision that happened on Tuesday morning sitting right over here in prayer. And it was the vision when I was sitting there and all of a sudden I could hear, and I need to read it so that I don't basically forget a few pieces of it. But as we were worshiping over here, there was a heavy intimacy. Who was there that Tuesday morning, this past Tuesday morning? There was such a heavy intimacy in that moment. And I began to hear stomping and then a thud and then multiple thud, 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 like thuds hitting the ground. And while the stomping was still going on, I still heard these thumps. And then the first question came. I heard the Lord say, "Do you want to see what happened on Sunday morning?" And I'm like, "Yes, Lord." And my first impression was that of an earthquake that was shaking the ground. I began to think about the scripture in John when he speaks of an earthquake as Mary was running back to the tomb with Jesus. And the angels had come and rolled away the stone. And when the angels came to roll away the stone, there was an earthquake. Last Sunday was an earthquake that God was rolling away the stone that some of us have been trapped inside of death. Come on now. And I'm not talking about a mask that we wear. I'm not talking about even what's going on with COVID. I'm talking about the expectation of the Spirit of God to begin to see him do some miraculous things and to see this particular place that we live in come to Jesus. Amen. This is what I'm talking about, because I don't know about you, but sometimes when it gets long, a long time waiting on something, that you can get stuck. Okay, none of you look like you're there. You get stuck. You didn't choose to get stuck. You didn't want to get stuck. You're a spiritual man or woman of God. You didn't do anything wrong to get stuck. But nonetheless, you're stuck in this thing. And last Sunday, when that began to happen, there was this earthquake in the spirit that began to roll away the stone. You know, there is something that is, I believe, and I can still feel that shaking. For those of you that have never seen me do it, and I don't expect to do it in the sense that it has to happen, but I have shook so bad while I was preaching that we remember those years that somebody had to come up on my right and on my left to hold me up as I was continuing to preach. That at that particular Sunday, what had happened, and it's so interesting because we had an angelic visitation last Sunday. And if this freaks you out, please come talk to me. Please come talk to me. I love it when someone says, "Pastor Rod, you freaked me out. Let's talk." Okay, in there. But last Sunday, angels showed up here. And we might not have been able to see some of us in the spirit and what was happening, but there were angels and they were shaking the ground. And there was an earthquake in the spirit that began to happen, and it began to change things. There was this rolling away of the stone in this. Let me just go on because I need to do this. But the first impression then was of an earthquake. The second question was, I heard is, do you want to see what was causing the shaking or causing the earthquake? And then I saw these huge angels with heavy feet stomping the ground, and they were stomping the ground in rhythm. The thuds were more and more and more as more angels kept coming. And as it was, so it was like this thump, thump, stomp, stomp, and then thump, thump, stomp. Stomp. And what would happen is when these angels would come down into our presence, they would look over and it would be like, okay, let me catch the rhythm of the stomp. You'd think that they would have just come down and started doing their, you know, just stomp. No, they had to look over. They had to address what the rhythm that was happening right now. They had to find the season that we were in at that moment, the thing that God was doing, and go, okay, I'm in agreement to this. Let's stomp. And when those stomps began to happen, this place began to shake more and more and more, and God began to do just, there was just so much miraculous happening on Sunday morning. And then I heard this again. They were stomping again in rhythm. The ground was gray and hard and crusty. And this is the first phrase they said. So if you want to write something down, this could be something you write down. This was the first phrase that was said. It was, "We have come to prepare the way. We have come to prepare the way. We have come to prepare the way." And as they began to do that, as I said even earlier when I began, this gray, crusty ground, come on, the ground that is made up of, I thought it was going to be like this. I thought it was going to be like that. I really was hoping it was going to be like that. That's that ground, that gray, crusty ground of the last season. I am telling you, I'm not going to ask permission. I'm just going to do it in there. I am going to be blunt. I need to get rid of that gray from the last season so God can immensely use me in the next season. Are you with me? Because there's just piles. And even if I'm talking about it, and listen to my heart, I believe in warring for spiritual words that have been given to us, for prophetic words to given to us. But there are dead piles of prophecy all around us. And what it is we have to learn to look aside from those things and begin to say, God, what are you saying right now? What are you doing right now? Lord, I must say that I don't understand all of this has happened. Some of this happened in the last season, but I refuse to get stuck in the gray. I refuse, God, to get stuck in the gray. I refuse to get stuck in the things that I don't understand. I refuse to get stuck in why I haven't been healed yet. I refuse to get stuck in why this hasn't happened, why my son hasn't come back, why my daughter hasn't come back. I refuse to get stuck because I'm of no use when I'm stuck. Come on now, right? In the midst of this. And so I heard these angels and they're stomping. They were in rhythm. They were in unison. In other words, they were in unity and they were as one sound. There wasn't a multitude of different sounds. And you didn't see the angels standing up there going, "Hey, listen to this stomp." Okay, sorry, tried. It didn't work. Okay, so they didn't have their own stomp, if you understand what I'm saying. They didn't have a contrary stomp. They looked and said, what's the rhythm? What is the rhythm? What is it that God is saying right now and doing? Okay, here we go. Ready? We are one. We are one. And there began to be this stomp in the atmosphere. You see this, they began to stomp in this rhythm. They stomped and the ground began to break up. The gray, hard, crusty ground began to break up, and then the richest of blackest of soil was revealed. As the crusty ground began, it was broken up. It absorbed. The rich black earth began to absorb all of the gray. Lord, absorb all of my gray, Lord. Come on, let's stop right now for a second. Holy Spirit, I give you my gray areas, Lord, the things that I don't understand. Holy Spirit, absorb this. Offer them to you with the intention of not asking the whys over everything. And there is a season for asking why. But right now, Lord, I give them over to you that they may be absorbed into the beauty of what you have for us. The angels kept walking around the sanctuary, and this was an interesting thing I forgot to share on Tuesday or Wednesday, sorry. The angels kept walking around the sanctuary, stomping and breaking up the ground, and as they stomped, I heard chains beginning to break, and they began to fall to the ground. And this, like, I've had the Lord explain most of what I saw already in this. This one thing I cannot yet get, I don't understand what, but the Lord's going to reveal it. And then I began to hear glass beginning to shatter. There was so much glass everywhere that began to shatter. It was just breaking and breaking. Like, I'm not talking, it's like all of a sudden, you know, the ceiling had been broken and you were just going, like, because there was so much glass shattered everywhere. But immediately this black, rich ground began to absorb this crashing glass, and we began to see that the ground was not unsafe to walk on. The ground was beautifully safe to walk on, even because the glass that had shattered had gone into that ground. The second phrase that I heard after the fact that we are here to prepare the way, other angels came and they began to say this: "We have come to remove the mountains you could not remove." And when I heard that, I felt like getting up and screaming. Because there have been some mountains that I have not been able to remove. There have been some things that have been happening that I can't understand. And when I say mountains moved, I'm not just talking about the fact of that if we had enough faith, I believe Jesus was both spiritual and literal in there. I don't know anybody that's done it literally, okay, to speak to a mountain and have it removed. But I know, have you not been trying to see some things removed from your life? Come on now, right? How many times, I don't know if you're like me, the devil has nothing new for me. It's all the old stuff over and over again. It's like, come on. And I can hear him just, you know, in a sense of saying, well, if it works, if you let it keep happening, why would I change it, you know, in this? But it's like, come on, Rod, get it. Get it finally. Move on. And it's like, he has nothing new. And he is a defeated being. See, when my Jesus, that stone was rolled away. And when the Father began to breathe life through the Holy Spirit and raised him from the dead. Jesus was not faking death. Jesus was dead. And the Holy Spirit and God the Father breathed life back into him and he came alive. I felt like even there was so much of the fact of this restoring of the moving of mountains. Because that moment when he is raised from the dead, it is so unbelievable what begins to happen. When everything changes. It's like if you've ever gone to read a book, okay, in this, and everything leads right up to this particular page, and you can't wait to turn that page just to see. Now, some of us are flipping the page digitally, but moving the page over and going, and then you're like, I did not see that. Or that moment in a movie where you're like, okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Where did that come from? I love those kind of movies. Just right out of this, I just did not expect this. See, that's what happened in that moment, that we began to have the ability to live the resurrected life from then on. And see, right now, there are mountains that are in your life that are getting in the way. There are mountains that are in your life, whether they're health mountains, whether they're financial mountains, whether they are mountains that because of hurt and pain in your life, you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. It's time for those mountains to be removed. Amen. It is time to see the ground begin to change, not just shake. Not just to be sitting there, have it turned up, but to see us begin to change. I am ready to change. Come on now, are you with me in this? I have spoken the words about change. I have declared change, but there's some things that have just got to change. There are things that cannot be anymore. But the thing is that I have been listening to my heart. I have been trying. Come on, anybody there? I have been trying. And when I heard that phrase begin to come from the angels, I thought of the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was on his face crying out to the Father and beginning to say, Lord, if this cup can be removed from me. And in those moments, the Father couldn't remove the cup from him in that moment, but the Father sent an angel to begin to strengthen him. When I saw that last night on Tuesday in the Spirit, I thought of that moment again, because I was supposed to preach it last Sunday, and it was something where when we think of that moment where the Father is so in love with the Son and the Son with the Father, and there's such a family here, but the Father cannot step in and change the situation. Jesus has to go through what he's about to go through. It's the only way. It's the only way. But the Father doesn't just leave it there. He sends an angel, and this angel begins to strengthen him. I believe in this season right now, here we go. There is some backbones that are about to receive some steel. There are some backbones even in this house right now, and I'm going to line myself up right now saying, Lord, yes, me. There's some backbones in the spirit that have got to see change. We've got to get to the point where our mouths don't get used against us.
Come on now, aren't we always so many? If you're not there, fine. But I know that for me, even at times, my mouth is still a weapon against myself. And it's got to change. There's got to be a change. There's got to be a strengthening. Because do you know that there's an entire world all around you, everywhere you go, that needs Jesus? When you go to work, though, they need to see this men and women of God, that when they take a break, and it's only supposed to be 15 minutes long, they take a 15-minute break. They're not sitting there taking away company time. They're not even witnessing on company time, if you hear me, my heart in this. There is a right season, a right moment. If I was the owner of that place, and there's a job to be done, I would look over and find the one that was doing the job continuously and constantly all the time and was putting everything they have into it. Can I say that's supposed to be the body of Christ? That's supposed to be us. Come on now. It's supposed to be us. It's not supposed to be us standing at the cooler with everybody else and causing dissension to our bosses. It's not supposed to be us standing with a group and all of a sudden we're going, you know what? I didn't really like when he said that either. I don't really like when he told us to do that. I'm not sure I like all this stuff either. I'm not sure. And all of a sudden, we see these seeds. We are not supposed to be those people. We are supposed to be the people that step in that moment and risk, listen to me, risk nobody liking us. Come on now. Those of you that are people pleasers, risking the possibility that no one will like you in that workplace anymore. I do not mean that we do it on purpose. I don't mean that we're so religious that people don't want to be around us. I mean the fact that we are a people, when the boss says, I need you to go, and this is just me using numbers to help you understand, I need you to do 7, and we do 9 every time. Hear me? This is this thing. This is because that boss turns around then and goes, man, this guy, what in the world is it about him? I can trust him. I can trust him. I can trust him. I don't understand why I can trust him, but I can trust him. And then we get the opportunity in those moments. And you see, in those moments, somebody's ears are open for the gospel. It's the moments when we have not done what we know. Hear me now. Please understand my heart. I'm not this guy that just came straight out of Bible school and Lord bless those that did and went right into full-time ministry. I have been the guy who's got up for 4:30 in the morning and got my truck warmed up and ready to work. I know what it's like to be exhausted in the midst of it. I know what it's like to all of those things. But my God is looking for a people that will be different so he can draw people in. Amen? Amen. So we're just, wow, it's 11:34 already. Okay, so here, let's just go through this third phrase. So the second phrase was this, that we have come to remove the mountains you could not move. And I'm telling you, that's only because of Calvary. It's only because of what Jesus has done for us. But these mountains are going to go. Come on, declare it with me. These mountains are going to go. These mountains are going to go. These mountains in my life are going to, Lord, I don't know why I'm saying it again, but these mountains in my life have got to go. They've just got to go. There's too much to do in the kingdom. There's too much to, not just about doing, but there's too much to sit there and begin to spend time with the Lord. There's too many people that are lost without them. I've been saying, God, break my heart again, that when I see an ambulance and I drive by, that my reaction is, Lord, sustain them long enough to send somebody, bring healing to them. Yes, Lord, we want this. But if that is their time in this, then God, I pray, sustain them, send somebody to begin to speak life into them. Send one of us. Send one of us. Send one of us. Come on now, how scary is it at times to step out and go, you know what? I have been there. I have been in the most scariest thing that I have ever done in my life, and you're not going to like the result, and I wish the result was different. This is going to be anticlimactic, so I'll just warn you ahead of time. But I was at a funeral, and this lady, when I had, she had had this specific cancer. She was in one of the churches that I was in, and she used to say to me, Pastor, I'm holding you to something. She goes, if God doesn't heal me and I die, I'm holding you to walk into that room, put your hands on me, and raise me from the dead right there. No pressure. No pressure at all. And unfortunately, she passed away. And I remember, I'm allowed to be honest with you. My soul was avoiding every moment to possibly be alone or every moment that something was going on. My spirit was like, get over here. Let's go. We got a job to do. My soul was like, I cannot believe this is going to happen. And I walked in and everybody left. You don't do that. Family doesn't do that in that moment. Everybody left. I'm like, I'm here by myself. And he's like, I made it easier for you. And I'm like, yeah, but someone could walk in any moment. And it's like, okay. And it's not that I had a lack of faith. Can I just be honest? I was a bit freaked out. I was a bit scared. This was many years ago in this. And in this moment, I remember doing exactly what the Father was asking me. And as I said, the story is anticlimactic because she didn't raise from the dead. But here's the point. What the devil wants me to believe is it's not possible. And because of the circumstances of trying once, he wants to keep me from trying again. That doesn't mean that I'm going to be like you know, yay, because, you know, there is still this war in the midst of this. But there's a shaking inside of us that God has begun even from last week. Okay, the third one is this, and we'll wrap this up here. The only a few angels in a loud voice began to declare, we have come to restore the weight. We have come to restore the weight. And then all the stomping began to join again, and I began to hear it stronger and stronger. It was all happening simultaneously. All angels were huge and powerful, and their stomp broke up everything. There was nothing that could resist the earthquake of the stomping of their feet. I mean, hear it to me again. Say it to me again. There was nothing that could resist the stomping of their feet. I am telling you, they walked around. And I could just see in the spirit in the moment is that there were things that were huge. There were mountains that were huge. That were mountains to us that when we'd look at them, they're a 10. I don't have a clue what to do. Like the mountain I just talked about, okay, in there. But these angels, when they came over and they stomped, poof, right beside it, it just shattered. And so I am expecting in this season that in the middle of the hardest time of our lives, we're going to see God do the most amazing things we've ever seen. So my question for you today is, and I'm glad I have another week, I can actually do what's on the paper. Can you stand with me just for a second? Becca, can you come back to the piano if you're here or someone? So it's W-A-I-T. And so W-A-I-T, I have come because I asked the same question because I was thinking W-E-I-G-H-T. But it was W-A-I-T. And what I even hearing right now is the weight will bring the weight. The W-A-T, W-A-I-T, I am a good speller in Jesus' name, will bring the W-E-I-G-H-T. Right, Randy? Right? Is that okay? Is it okay? Yeah. Lord, we wait on you, Lord. If today we have found ourselves being buried under a mountain that we just can't move. So much discouragement. We've tried. We've declared every declaration we could find. Lord, we've even grabbed your word and declared your word, and yet this mountain won't move. So, Lord, I give you this mountain. For you to move, Lord. I offer myself today to you that your stomping would begin to break up all of that crusty ground in my life. And Lord, I'll trust you that even as I saw this week, that as the farmer was out, and I thought it was
a sandstorm that had rolled through is out breaking up the crusty ground. And it draws everybody's attention, Lord, sometimes when you break up our crusty ground. Because people will be able to see. Sometimes that causes us, Lord, to just not want to have it happen. But Lord, I give you my crusty ground. And I ask you, Lord, to dig deep in me. Turn it over. All the lies that the enemy wants to speak, turn them over, Lord. The fresh, beautiful, black, thick ground. The ground that when you plant into, it brings a harvest that is so multiplied. The ground, Lord, that when you plant carrots in, and you get these huge carrots back. The kind of ground that when we plant in, where we've planted before. And the enemy comes along and says, you've done this before. You've tried to raise the dead before. But in this ground, when God breaks up all of this, and in humility, we cry out to him and say that, Lord, I have crusty ground that needs to be broken up. Come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we wait on you. We wait on you. Maybe you don't have to say this one, but Lord, if I've taken back areas of my life because I was hurt in them, areas that I gave you a long time ago, because of pains, because of hurts, and I said, I just can't give like that anymore. Didn't turn out the way I thought. I can't give like that anymore. And we say, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for allowing our soul to decide where we would go. We ask you, Lord, to restore the giving in our lives, Lord. It's not just about money. Here I am. I am one of an army of servants. If that's you today, and if you feel to do it, just respond to the Holy Spirit by saying, I am one of an army of servants. I am one of an army of servants. Restore to me the joy of beginning to serve again. Restore to me the joy, the excitement of beginning to give my life for something that doesn't even move my life forward. But because you've asked me to, because you've given me the opportunity to, with great joy, I will serve you, Lord. What I have found over the years is if I leave this here like this, the moment can slip away. So I'm going to ask you, just with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, just with you right now. And if nothing comes, that's okay. The Lord can talk to you later about it. Say, Lord, what do you want to restore in my life? It might be the restoring of the joy of serving. It might be the restoring of the dramatic giving. It might be the restoring of sowing your life as a seed. Holy Spirit, we ask you, what are you wanting to restore?
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.